Today I would like, since Monday is Australia Day, then I would like to talk about something that relates to that. Here in Australia we have Australia Day, in America would be Independence Day, and England got its own equivalent days, and every other country in the world has a significant day like this. That happens once a year. So in a sense, in one of our constitution also is the, to make people become better citizens, in a sense that we live on the principle of harmlessness, harmlessness to us, and harmlessness to others. That's one of the Buddhist principles, not doing harm to others and not doing harm to ourselves. And so, with that perspective, how do we celebrate our national day? Like Australia Day, how do we celebrate? Do we go around, putting flags, on the, as you can see on the little car windows, little flags and people driving around? It's still good. It's a sense of awareness of national identity and importance of the day, which is very good. But then, are we going to get drunk? And then, start a day after Australia Day with a hangover, isn't it? But we could start as we are. I'm talking from the perspective of Buddhists, living as Buddhists. So, we are Buddhists are law-abiding people, whichever country they live, unless it is a military regimes and unjust and unfair societies. Of course, they would take a strong stand on the justice issues. Of course, just because we are Buddhists doesn't mean that we sit on the fence and don't do anything. If there is a thing that we need to do, we will, but we will demonstrate, on the streets, etc., but peacefully. We won't go for violence. We put our views and, our opinions of what we think about an issue, like environmental issue. Whoever live in whichever country, these environmental issues are very important to be a good citizen, not to do harm to others and to the environment and the other beings like birds and fish, etc. We try to be very careful of throwing plastic bags where the turtle and fish swallow them, and sharks, and then they later on died. And there's a big triangle somewhere around in the ocean near Pacific, I think, a big mountain of these plastic bags and everything that's swirling around, a big mess that unable to take them away and, carry them away and take it somewhere else and dispose it. It's so huge that is happening. So, as Buddhists, if we do these things recklessly, throwing plastic bags away and then, all sort of things, putting chemicals into the, throwing recklessly all the, chemicals into the drainage and this and that, we are doing harm to other beings. So we won't do that sort of things. So, we need to somehow understand why we follow the rules. The rules that are fair and that are set down for the system to work properly. For example, we can, start thinking, why do we need rules anyway? We can say that as make a strong point. For example, say we don't need any rules. We want to live the way we want to live. It's free, isn't it? So then, I don't want any rules. Fair enough. Especially when you're young, red light or not, you don't really care. If no car, you just go zoom, isn't it? Some people who are impatient can do. So, in that case, let's say we don't need traffic lights. Take all the traffic lights off. No traffic light on the road. See how we drive, isn't it? You don't know whether you should go or you should hold back, or, you know, all the other side also, you know, hesitant whether you should go or you should not. Without the traffic light, imagine how hard it would be to live, isn't it, to drive. Wouldn't be safe anymore, you know. And then we start thinking, perhaps, well, we might need some sort of system, isn't it, traffic lights or some people guiding it, you know, who go first, who go second. Then that's how the system works, isn't it? When we live with lots of people, we have to have a system that everyone can, you know, function in a proper way. So we can understand that that's how these rules and regulation comes up. So then it's good, you know, feeling inside, knowing this. We want to follow the traffic rules, isn't it? And worst of all, we can say we are really totally independent. I'll do whatever I want. I don't want any rules at all. Make a strong statement. Whichever country you live, all these politicians and, you know, government officials, regulators, they just, you know, doing all silly rules. You know, you go and urinate wherever you want. You go and poo wherever you want, in the middle of the city, in the offices. No rules. You live with it, isn't it? Then you come to realize that, I'm saying in the extreme sense, of course, because there are people who are extremes, isn't it? That tennis match I saw the other night, this man running naked, where Serena Williams are playing, isn't it? There are people like that. So if we have no rules, people like these will be doing all sort of things like this, and unlivable. Isn't it? We can't live. So we have to have rules like that. So when you understood this, you know, it's, you feel good to follow them and you want to follow them. So, you know, living in whichever country you are, we are living in Australia, you know, all the rules and regulations that is set out, we follow them. That's how we celebrate Australia Day. Not to harm the, you know, the society, to keep the harmony of the society, not to harm the, you know, normal function of the systems. So we are good citizens, we follow them because we understood that these are required, isn't it? So, you know, every day you go out, you know, to be a good Australian, you don't do harm to others. So when we drive very carefully. You know, when people are in a hurry, we just change lane and let them pass. I've seen many people anticipate, and at the exits and this and that, they block other cars. So other cars can't change lane and exit in that lane. I've seen many cases like that. And there are road rages, many times that happens. And many ways of driving, just, you know, tailgating, following so closely to the other car, honking and this and that. And people got angry and this and that. This is harming other people and disrupting their, you know, a normal function of the systems, isn't it? And if we are all, you know, people who are law-abiding and who uphold the, you know, good values of the society, then if everyone is like that, we'll be voting for politicians, and politicians will be like that too. They will uphold the values because we, the voters who vote, majority of us, have these good values. But if we let people get away with lying through their teeth and accept it as a okay things, isn't it? Then, you know, they will lie, isn't it? Politicians will lie. And that is one thing. The Buddhists, you know, we don't tell what is not the truth. So we tell the truth, isn't it? So that's another way, you know, to keep the society trustworthy. We, as a member of the society, a trustworthy member of the society we become. So that's how we live. That's how we celebrate Australia Day, a national day, wherever you live in the world. That's how we do. No matter what other peoples are doing, there are many people doing crimes. Just because many people doing crimes, we don't have to do it. we can be good citizens. We uphold the good Buddhist values to make this world a better place, isn't it? So, by not telling, you know, what is not the truth, you know, everyone has a trustworthy society where people can trust. If a politician promise what they will do, we trust that they will do. Not when they elected, they say, now, you know, because of their circumstances, I may not be able to deliver what I have promised. It won't become like that. They will promise what they, you know, promised, isn't it? There was, I have told this before, I think, a plane load of very important politicians going to the Northern Territory outback, you know, for a very important project, you know, and then the plane crashed in one of the big property. In Australia, you mean a big property means, you know, a big land that from one end to the other of this property, you have to drive about 2-3 days, you know, to inspect the whole fences and this and that. Sometimes takes about a month on the car, you know. It's so huge, you know, these cattle stations. And so the plane crashed, and then, you know, their radio contact and this and that all lost. But they know the rough estimate of where the plane went down. And there's a stations there, a cattle station. So they went with the helicopters and the this and that. So the reporters arrived there, you know. They said, there's a plane load of, you know, very important politicians, you know, crashed here. Do you know about it? And the farmer said, yes, I know. You know, what happened to them? Oh, they all dead, you know. You know, and then the reporter said, asked, you know, any survivors? Yes, yeah, some of them said they are alive, but they all lie, don't they? So I buried all of them, he said. So if you tell lies, you know, this is just to cheer you up, but if you keep telling lies, isn't it? It's like crying wolf, isn't it? People don't believe you anymore, and when you are in real danger, there's no one to help you, no one to trust you anymore. So these are the things, the Buddhist principles that we uphold, and that we try to be a good citizens. And then we don't take, you know, drugs and alcohol and intoxicants. You know, we don't get drunk on this National Day. By doing so, you know, we don't overload the hospitals with all the emergency cases, blood coming out of here and there because they drank and they had a brawl. Isn't it? We save the community a lot of money, and, you know, all the ambulance people, emergency people, nurses, you know, all the resources that we taxpayers have to support these hospitals through the government. So these are what good citizens do. We don't restrain, or we don't make the systems unbalanced. We don't get drunk. We don't go out and say, you know. Normally what people do is, it's a day, they know that it's a national day, so they, yes, they're happy. They're very, maybe patriotic as well. But what they did is they get drunk, and then they start, you know, fighting and this and that, and also, in the long run, you know, their health deteriorates through this drinking and this and that. Then, isn't it, you go and look at the hospitals, lung cancers, and all the alcohol-related, you know, diseases, and the strain on the, you know, hospital systems everywhere in the world. There are many statistics that shows that through alcohol-related, crashes and crimes and violence and, you know, etc. There are so many billions of dollars we have to spend on these things. So by not, you know, doing those things, by refraining from, you know, drinking alcohol and putting drugs and intoxicants into our body through not smoking, you know, we become good citizens. Citizens of any country we live. That's how Buddhists live. So Buddhists are law-abiding people. But through the understanding, not blindly following, isn't it? So if the traffic light is, you know, red, we're supposed to stop. We stop. We don't go through it. be patient, because that's how it is. And you start thinking, my goodness, I'm in a hurry, I'm going to be late now, these red traffic lights, you know, annoying and this and that. Think again, these are the necessary functions of the society that we have to follow with understanding. When you understand, you become patient, isn't it? So this man went to Sydney, and somebody was supposed to come and pick him up. So he went there, and that man came and picked him up. As they were going, as they approached the light, it turned red. And he put down his feet and, you know, screech and zoom, the car went through the traffic light, you know. And he said, why'd you do that for, you know? You're supposed to stop at the red light, you know. And he said, oh, my brothers always do that, you know. So as they approached another traffic light, it suddenly went green. And he put on his brake really hard, you know, screech and tires burning and, you know, the car stopped suddenly, you know. And the man said, you know, what you do that for? It's green, you can go. Oh, you got to watch out for my brother, he said. So in a society, you know, you can't live with your own rules. You have to follow the rules of the society with understanding. When you understand why you have to follow, you feel good. You like to follow it. Otherwise, you think these are the, you know, things that is imposing on you. So you don't feel happy about it. You feel like, you know, wanting to go against or breaking these rules, isn't it? So then, once you break the rules, it's not good anymore. There are many cases that I've read in the newspaper in the past that, you know, cars collided, or cars and motorbikes collided through these going through red traffic lights. So this is living in a society day in and day out together. We need to follow the rules, isn't it? If you are, you know, the, you know, owners of a shops and this and that, you're not supposed to sell people under 18 all the alcohol and cigarettes, then you don't sell them. You know, you don't close your eyes and you just for profit's sake you sell them. You don't do that. If you are a Buddhist, you won't. You will follow that understanding with understanding to prevent them from getting into harm. So these are the things that, you know, Buddhists can follow. And then, you know, we look at the things, families, isn't it? Families are the very important things in life. It's the core value that we establish, you know, firmly when people are growing up, to live in this society as, you know, good community member, as well as a good family member. And if we are somehow not looking after our children, you know, in Buddhism, you know, we look after our parents as well as our children, with our parents, you know, especially their mother, you know, who give birth to us, then Buddha said, you know, there's so much, you know, gratitude we owe to our mothers that we cannot repay them back, you know, even though we try very, very hard, you know, that how much, you know, we owe to our mothers and our fathers. And also to our children, we need to guide them, give them good education, give them a proper discipline and proper principles to grow up with, what is right, what is wrong, isn't it? Then if we are like that, the society will be beautiful, because the children who grew up and then later on become adult citizens, they become firmly established with our support. And then they carry on, you know, with their generations looking after them. But if we are somehow people like wherever, you know, in the world, whichever country you live, you know, you just go and met somebody, whether you marry or you not marry, you got kids, and then you leave them, and, you know, especially if you're a father, you don't look after them, you just go and womanize again, drink again, you know, having a good time in life. While, you know, offspring you have, your child that you have left, maybe your children that you have left, struggling there, no proper father, no proper mother, isn't it? And there you have no responsibilities, you shrug it off, you walk off, and you just concentrate on your own indulgence, on your own life selfishly. And imagine how these children would grow up, isn't it? Especially if they are in a very unfortunate situations, you know, then they won't go to school properly, they won't learn, you know, that much, and then they won't, you know, follow the rules properly. They will rebel against it, they'll be very hard to control, they will do crimes even. And these young children, when they grow up, they'll be, very destructive to the society. Society have to look after them, have to, you know, put them in their rehabs, you know, to rehabilitate them, and so on and so forth. Social workers will have to work hard, you know, and so unfortunate these children has to go through as well. So we need to take, you know, responsibility as good citizens of this, you know, countries wherever you live, to have this principle, Buddhist principle of looking after your, not only your mother and father, but your children. You know, your children, you look after them. I knew when I was young, somebody the father died, so got one son. The lady was quite oldish. She go around the street, sell little things, this and that. Send her son to college. And she's so poor, as you can see, you know, selling all the little things like little biscuits and this, curry puffs and that sort of things around the streets. Whole day walking. Can imagine, put the thing on her head and selling, send her sons to college. And there are some very poor people that I've seen, you know, they work so hard, you know, almost, you know, non-stop to send their sons to, you know, medical school, become doctors. You know, that's how the Buddhists, you know, try to do. That's a principle of Buddhism. You try to give a good life. If you are in a very unfortunate situation, at least to your children, you make them to have a good, you know, life, good situations. Now, Ming and Jim will understand what I'm saying because they come from that part of, you know, countries. There, you know, the children are the most important things. They, you know, no matter whether you're poor or not. Another example is this family. They're just normal, you know, clerical and, you know, office works and this and that. So they don't have much money. So they sold their house to send their daughter to Australia to have some education. To have some education for 3 years, you can imagine how much would have cost. So compare this, you know, responsibility and great love that the parents give to their children to people who are walking away, you know, shrugging their responsibilities off, you know, indulging in their own, you know, sensual pleasures, you know, neglecting all their, you know, offsprings. Then there is no, you can see the contrast, no responsibility. What would be the society become if we are like that? Everyone's not taking, you know, responsibility of the children. After all, the children are helpless. They need their guidance and, you know, support of the parents. Without that, they'll walk on the streets, you know, they'll do crime, and their life is ruined. So, as Buddhists, we see that we live by Buddhist principles. We look after our parents, we look after our children. And when you look after our children with love and kindness and full support, when we get old, they look after us as well. A country like that, where people are living like this, you know, we'll have more harmony and more, you know, sort of happiness, and less crime and less burden on the community. On the hospitals, on the social workers, etc., on the police, on the ambulances. So, these are the way we should live to celebrate that national day that we have, to become good Australians, to become good Americans, to become good British citizens, good Europeans, good Asians, good Africans, wherever you live, to live like this with Buddhist principle, taking responsibility, and that flows on with love and kindness, not just a harsh sort of a responsibility. The reward you get out of the love you get from your children, from your parents, you know, then that is the reward. You can buy it with money. And when they grow up beautifully, when they establish their lives, it's so happy to see them like that. Their life is established. Like a little beautiful flower that we put in the pot from a little seedling, now has grown and has beautiful flowers there blooming. It's like that. So we can't live selfishly. We live like that with compassion, with loving kindness towards ourselves, towards our parents, towards our children, and towards the community. So if you live in a Buddhist principle like that, then we are supporting this National Day fully, being good citizens. So I encourage you to live by Buddhist principles of harmlessness to yourself and harmlessness to others. No harm to yourself, no harm to others. I offer this to you tonight. Thank you.